Welcome to Shiny New Clients, the marketing podcast that helps you attract shiny new clients to your business. We'll talk about social media, what makes people buy, how to go viral, and marketing psychology, all in 20 minutes or less. Whether you're a coach, a stylist, or a wedding planner, if you've got a service-based business to sell, this is the show you need to fill your calendar. I'm Jenna Warner, your new marketing coach, and this is Shiny New Clients.
Ironically, one of the things that stops service providers from selling more and making more money and getting super streamlined and clear in your marketing is all of the direction that you hear online on how to do those things and the theory behind that. You've probably heard things like, you need to position your offers in the marketplace. You've probably heard, well, what you need to have is you need to have a niche. And you've probably heard someone else say, the reason you're not selling anything is because of your messaging. And someone else is like, it's your brand. It's your brand that needs work. So niche, positioning, messaging, branding, these are all buzzwords. And listen, they all matter to a point, but you don't need those words to effectively apply what they actually mean. And I think if we start thinking about it in a more practical way, you have the power to sell way more and to feel way better about your business. And again, ironically, you can have amazing messaging without ever knowing what the word messaging means. So let's keep this a quickie episode and break it down a bit. This episode's actually inspired because I just came upon an article that I wrote years ago, and it's all about having personality and how your personality is what sells. And I read it and I was like, that's so interesting that even after all these years, everything that I said in this, it still stands. And a lot of what I was talking about is how I hire contractors and freelancers and service providers based on personality. And you might go, oh, well, Jenna, that's ignorant. And yes, it is. Because a lot of the time when you are hiring someone to do something, why are you doing that? Why are you outsourcing? Why are you hiring someone? It's because you don't know how to do it yourself, right? And maybe you just don't want to, or maybe you want it done at a higher level, but you don't know how to do that. So we are ignorant to what goes into it. Because you don't know how to do the thing, you're using other information to make your buying decisions, right? These things are things that are going to help you choose the person you're going to go with. So for instance, we just got our house resided. It's forest green. It looks beautiful. And I don't know how to side a house. I am not interested in learning. So I knew I was definitely going to pass it off. So what's going through my mind as the buyer is there is an outcome that I want. There is a result, and people are willing to pay big money for a result. And that's why in copywriting and marketing, we talk about the transformation. So then we get into this jargon land, right? When we say transformation, we mean result. When I'm working with clients in my program, Magic Marketing Machine, I'll often refer to this as the finish line. How is this person's life different after they work with you? Well, my house is sided. One of the bad habits that service providers get into is we want to tell people how. We want to tell them how we're going to get them the result, but really all they're caring about is the result. All I care about is my siding. I don't care how you put it up. If you said, well, we're going to drive out to your house and we're going to rip down the old siding, then we're going to put up the flashing, and we're going to put in the weather seal, and we're going to put in the jiggly puff, and then we're going to seal up the smiggin smadums, like then we're going to soffit. There's something to do with soffit, something to do with fascia. I don't know what any of that means. I don't care. All I know is I need eaves troughs to channel the rain from the roof out into the yard, and I need to have this house be, you know, protected from the elements with siding. That's all I know. I don't know how you're going to do it. Quite frankly, I don't care. I just want that end result. If you were in my position, aside from like research and that, how would you decide which contractor to go with? And guess what? We didn't choose the cheapest one. And we didn't choose the most expensive one. We kind of chose someone in the middle. So I guess in that way, money was a factor. But this was such a big deal. It definitely wasn't the only factor. It definitely wasn't the only thing that went into making our decision. I don't even think it was the most important thing. The most important thing to me was that whoever we hired was going to do a good job, have good communication, be dependable, and we weren't going to like get tricked and scammed. When we first typed in siding companies plus our area to Google, a whole bunch of websites came up, right? And think about what would be going through your head. How are you going to parse through those websites and decide who you can trust and who you can't? Like, I want you to be applying this to your own business while I tell this story. So say we get to a website and it's a company that does all sorts of things. Maybe they do siding, they also do landscaping, they also do roofing. What goes through your head is, okay, it doesn't sound like they are siding experts. They can just kind of get the job done amongst all these other things they can also do, right? And people are willing to pay more money for someone who is an expert at a thing. Plus, you trust someone more when it is their one thing that they are exceptional at. That is niche. The word niche kind of gets thrown around a lot, and I think it's on its way to being redefined, you know, kind of like how literally means figuratively now because we've used it so many ways. But essentially, having one thing that you are really good at, that is your niche. And when I find someone who's an expert in siding, I'm immediately going to trust them more because that's their niche. Some people recommended we find sort of a handyman, you know, one of those guys that can do just about anything. And as much as I really admire that, and I would love to have that skill where I can just pick up a couple pieces of wood and build a shelf, I don't have that skill. And our fear with going with someone like that is they wouldn't have the necessary like insurance in place. If that wasn't their main thing, we weren't sure that we felt safe with someone who just could get the job done, but it wasn't like a formal company. Really think about what cues you get from service providers to feel more comfortable making decisions to work with them, because you can reverse engineer those decisions to make people feel more comfortable working with you. What goes through your head? Is it the way that they talk to you, the way that they smile? Even just having things in common with people helps build your relationship faster. So if we bring this back to social media, even just sharing things about yourself that someone connects with and has the same thing about themselves, they also love dogs, or they also live in the woods, or they're also a lover of book talk. That helps people choose you faster. Fascinating. One guy came in and he gave us a quote that was scribbled onto a piece of paper, and he was wearing, you know, his work clothes, and he had just kind of stopped by quickly and gave us this quote. And there was a lack of clarity on what we were actually getting from that quote. It was a little bit confusing. There was no branding on the materials he provided us. It seemed kind of disorganized, and that makes us trust the person less. I also had to just kind of get a feel for the guy. And this seemed like we were kind of an afterthought to him. And like, you know, I wish that those weren't things that went through my mind, but those are the things that went through my mind. And then we went to this other company, and when they gave us our quote, it was so organized. The materials were branded. There was letterhead. It was very clear what we were getting from them. They seemed very organized. They seemed very sure. They seemed very professional. So already I was like, okay, I think that these are the guys, but I still wasn't totally sold until we got to their office. And a secretary greeted me, and she was so charming, and she loved my dog, Josie. And then we spoke to someone in sales, and he laid out color options for us and like spoke to us friendly, big smile, eye contact. I felt so safe with these guys. Even just the interior of the office was clean and organized, and it wasn't just like a buddy doing siding out of the back of his truck. They were probably going to put up the siding the exact same way, and I don't know, because the how didn't matter to me. It was just the trust of this person, how I felt with them, and the ultimate result. Those were the things that mattered. When you invest with a service provider, especially the more expensive ones, you know, especially if you're laying down $1,000, $2,000 or whatever, when you're making those higher ticket purchases, maybe you're buying a car, getting new windows, getting a
balayage. Oh man, balayage is so expensive. After the fact, when you're like a little bit less emotionally invested in the purchase, try and ask yourself and assess what made you make the purchase and what the experience was like, and see if you can pinpoint the part of the process when you decided this was the person for you, and see if you can pinpoint what it was about them that made you take the leap. Because yes, branding, positioning, messaging, all of these things, these are things I work on with my clients in Magic Marketing Machine all the time. When you nail down all those things and you get super clear about them and you understand how they work, then it is going to make it easier for people to convert to working with you. It's going to make it easier for you to get more clients, and your marketing is going to be more streamlined and all of that. But we also just need to remember and understand how these things work and why they work. It's sort of this practical application. Well, I needed siding. That was my end result. These people looked organized and were nice to deal with. And so they got my X thousands of dollars. The reason I say to pay attention to when you're spending money and what that experience is like is because it can be hard to look at our own businesses subjectively. You're in your business all day long, right? You know way too much about it. You know why people should come to you. You know how they benefit from it. And we really need to get into their heads when it comes to marketing and meet our clients where they're at and figure out their experience, what they're seeing on the other side of that. And it can be hard to do that subjectively. So a good place to start when you're learning these principles is to observe how you make your own buying decisions and try and be brutally honest with yourself. And then you can improve your customer experience from your very first interaction with them and get more clients in an easier, smoother way because you're applying these principles. It is always my goal to take some of these like complex terminologies and how-tos and break them down in a way that helps you to understand them. So I hope this helps. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you get a bazillion clients. Oh, and so many people have told me that they've been binging this podcast. Bless your little hearts. If you have binged the show, thank you so much. So glad you're here. Please leave me a positive rating if you've learned something today, and I will see you in the next episode.